Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Howdy folks, this is R.W. Hampton, and you're listening to Clear Out West. Let me do another. Don't cut it off yet. Hide the old lady. All right, enough of that. Hey, wasn't that beautiful?
That's right, R.W. Hampton. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. 30 years yodel-free.
Yodel-free, now. And yeah. We do have the same butcher. Yeah, we and get you our do have the yeah. same place.
The same butcher?
Yeah, butcher. Barber.
You have the same butcher?
I'm having a moment.
I believe this. That's what your hair looks like after they're done.
Doesn't look anything like our nose.
Look like you got scalped. How about a little farrier's file?
Oh, well, let's fuss, cuss, and discuss. Okay. The novice horseshoer. Okay. Oh,
okay. I think I know.
great. Kudos to you for wanting to learn how to be a farrier and shoe your own horse.
Absolutely.
Just be ever so careful when you read that farrier's journal.
Yeah.
These farriers have been doing this a while.
Yeah, that's right.
And they know what they are doing.
They're using some interesting terms that you may not understand.
As well. So when you read this article and you go, ooh, I think I know.
I think I can do this. I can do this. Right.
Get somebody to look over your shoulder.
There you go. That's right. Make sure you have the right animal that you're practicing on, namely yours.
Yours, yeah, yes.
Right. And one that you probably aren't going to have to use for a few weeks.
Can't have them down that long.
Yeah. I remember being in high school, and this happened to me.
I learned that lesson, too.
It did happen to me. It. Yep, some guy came to me to shoe his horse. All right, here we go.
I think I know.
Well, guess what? You're not using this one for a couple of weeks. Yep, I know. Been there, done that.
Consult a professional.
Yes.
And if you have a good relationship with your farrier,
sure,
he will look over your shoulder and teach you.
He'd help you out if he's got the time.
That's
right. Yeah. That's some great information there, big fella. Yeah. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, I think I know. That's right. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, and we think we know.
We know.
Yeah. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, let's keep moving. We did all right.
Right along. Yeah. Let's have some more music then, shall we?
Let's.
Kristen Harris is riding along with us. This is a great Cor Blund song. This is Cows Around.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing, share what I have found. May you always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? May you always have cows around. Come on, you know you got too much time on your hands. Not nearly enough complication in your plans. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing, leave you saddle bound. May you always have cows around. Gonna make your pony puff and wheeze, or make you calve them out at below 30 degrees. What else is gonna eat you right completely out of feed? May you always have cows around. You barely get to see your banker otherwise, and you'd never get to fix no fence or buy no barbed wire, nor have some neighbor's mangy bull breed the heifers that you prize. May you always have cows around. Yeah, everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down, and although this Western blessing leaves you cattle bound, may you always have cows around. Keenina, limousine, short horn, Charley, Y2C2, Texas Longhorn, Corriente, Romagnola, Galloway, Hat Angus, Brahma, Brangus, Jersey, Guernsey, Holstein, Diamond K. It's too late now, you know it is. You might as well admit you have a badly flawed and agricultural masochisticness, and that despite all the statistics and the advice that you get, you will always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around. Western blessing leaves you cattle bound. May you always have cows around. May you always have cows around.
Oh yeah, way to go, Kristen. She knows. Ooh,
she knows.
She knows. Absolutely.
She did justice to that song.
Yes, she did, didn't she? You betcha. Well, that's what we're talking about. I think I know how to file my taxes, but I don't.
I do not know that.
I mean, that one's going to get you in trouble.
Oh, that will get you in jail.
Yeah, unless you've got just real simple just type deal, and it's just you.
No deductions.
Nothing, and somebody gives you a paycheck.
Right.
There. Okay, you can probably
now
do it
you
yourself.
Now you can file your own taxes.
But not anymore.
Not if it gets complicated.
Like you said, you're going to get you in jail.
Yeah, that's right. Well, how often do you get started in a project? I know how to do this.
And then find out?
I don't know.
Right. Well, and then what is it you said we had to go to University of YouTube?
YouTube, yeah. YouTube, yeah.
YouTube, yeah.
You.
YouTube, yeah. You. Yeah. And look up. You can find out how to do anything.
Just about. Your,
but
I wonder if it'll show you how to do a C-section.
Well, there you go.
I need to check.
Why don't you go check out YouTube?
I don't have the mentality to do
no,
that.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Not at all.
Let's just call our vet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the way we're going to do
Dr. Bob will help you out.
Dr. Bob is going to say, hey,
what have you done?
Do not try this at home. I am a professional.
That's right.
We need to ditch out to another commercial. Yeah, the show was flying along, but when we come back, Dick Warwick has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.